It's interesting because 3 years ago, I couldn't make this video. Or at least not in integrity. Because 3 years ago, you couldn't put making money and lazy in the same sentence. But I'm sure as you've seen, some things have changed. And what has been happening in the past few years is that the everyday person finally has the same leverage as multi-billion dollar corporations. And what I mean by that is AI. Now, if you just try to jump on Gemini, Claude, or Chat and think that all of a sudden you're just gonna become successful, that's kinda like me giving you the ultimate rifle and expecting you to be an incredible shooter. Or me giving you the world's best race car and all of a sudden expecting you to be the top Formula One driver. Listen, you could have a great tool in front of you, but if you don't know how to use it, it's really not worth much, is it? So in today's video, I'm gonna show you the absolute laziest, and by the way, I hate the word lazy, because funnily enough, growing up, I got called lazy at times. Even though I didn't really like the word lazy, I looked at it as efficient. Smart. And if you had a competitive advantage available to you, make the most of it. So that is exactly what you are going to get in today's video. The laziest ways to make money with AI, whether you want to make $373 a day, $3,000 a day, or 30 bucks a day, it doesn't matter. I will show you how to do it by following the correct principles. So with that being said, I know that you've probably been dreaming about building something that generates money while you sleep, about having the freedom to work from anywhere and having the financial independence that you have been craving. And trust me, I also know that over the last few years, you've been bombarded with different models every single day, whether that's dropshipping, Amazon, FBA. I mean, the list goes on and on. Some of the names that people put out for some of these business models are just crazy these days. And by the way, I'm sure that you've even tried a few before and failed. And I'm gonna be honest with you, it's not your fault. And I'm being very serious here. It is not your fault. Here's what happened. You, my friend, have been stuck in what I call the model mismatch. You have been stuck chasing models that were never actually designed for someone at your career stage. Now, there's technically no wrong model. It's just which model fits your current career stage. In the same way, there's actually no correct pace for you to run, and there's no correct weight for you to lift when you go to the gym. It just depends, where are you at in your journey? Because every guru tells you that their model is the best, but they conveniently leave out one crucial detail. Most of these models require things that you simply do not have yet. I mean, let's think about it. With dropshipping, you need money to spend on ads to test different products. With Amazon FBA, you need money to spend upfront on stock. And by the way, I can speak on things like this. This is my eyewear company I started 5 years ago. It is a multi-million dollar a year brand. And even though physical products aren't my main business, I've had a lot of success with them. And I understand the drawbacks, the limitations, as well as the pros. You know, it has a lot of pros as well. I've even seen beginners trying to create the next big app or starting software companies, which is one of the most advanced business models out there. This is one of my software companies, Flozy, that I started 5 years ago. And I can tell you, it is an incredibly difficult business model. So what's happening is that for years, you've watched opportunity after opportunity create millionaires online. And every single time, there was something that kept you right here on the sidelines, just watching. And it wasn't because you weren't smart enough or driven, but because all of these opportunities had barriers that you couldn't overcome when you were first getting started. But the question is, what if there was finally a way that you could make money without all of the barriers that previously held you back? You see, when the smartest investors in the world look for opportunities, they focus on one thing, return on investment. And that is precisely why when I talk about making money online, I focus on finding the laziest ways possible, aka not the laziest, the most efficient and the smartest ways, okay? Please never, ever, ever let someone shame you into thinking that lazy is bad. Because I can tell you, the laziest people on earth are always the most successful one, because they are lazy in the sense of they're trying to look for a competitive advantage or a little edge or a way that they can make something more efficient, and then they move on to the next problem. They're not lazy, they're just efficient. So when I say laziest, I don't mean sitting on your couch doing nothing, okay? And if you're thinking that you're gonna watch this video, you're gonna sit on your couch, you're gonna do nothing, everything's gonna be passive and everything's just gonna come to you, unfortunately, my friend, that's not the way the world works. The way the world works is you find competitive advantages, okay? And AI, for example, is one of those advantages. It's an advantage that before was not available to you, because before you would need a team of 10 people and have to pay staff and payroll and all this other stuff. I've been running businesses with the employees for 8 years now. I've employed directly hundreds of people between companies I own majority stake in. And when it comes to private companies I have minority stakes in, that gets into the 1,000+ range. So that is something that was not available to the everyday person before. Now, that is a competitive advantage where if you use it correctly, is extremely, extremely powerful. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's an easier lunch, but no such thing as a free lunch, okay? I've said it before, there's no such thing as get rich quick or get rich easy. There is get rich quicker and easier, okay? So that's what I mean when I say the smartest way, the path that makes you the most money with the least amount of effort. Because like I've already said, laziest equals smartest. Just like the best investors don't look for the hardest path, they look for the most efficient one. They look for the path with the most outsized returns. And as I said, I don't want you to ever feel bad for wanting to make money the smartest or laziest way possible. Everyone acts like they should be grinding 80 hours a week and sacrificing everything. I am not about all that motivational BS. Because let's just be very honest with ourselves. If working harder was the secret to wealth, nurses and teachers and construction workers would be the richest people on the planet. But they're not. The good news is that there has been a fundamental shift that has created an unprecedented opportunity for you. So I want to invite you to go even deeper into this topic. So if you find value today, then make sure you attend my online event at the end of this month, where I'm going to personally show you how to implement everything. It is a 3-day live challenge, and the people who attended the last event took action and implemented. We had $8.9 million in tracked earnings. Now you might be wondering, well, how can you track that? That's impossible. Like, how could you know people's results? Well, conveniently, I invested an eye-watering amount of millions into a company called WAP, which is pretty much one of the biggest online money-making infrastructures in the world right now. AKA, if you want to have an online business, it's pretty much the go-to place for your back-end infrastructure. So when people attend the event and they get results, I can track it, because one of the things that people use WAP for is payments. And by the way, that was the 1.0 event. I was really busy earlier this year. I was spending a lot of time at the WAP offices. You know, we've been rolling out a bunch of things. We have literally 4x the company in the last year. It's been a wild ride. So the reason I say that is I've been spending all my time with WAP growing the company, that I really didn't have much time to prepare the last live challenge. Whereas this time, we've done it once, we've seen the things that people are struggling with. I've had a lot more time over the summer, and this 2.0 is the greatest online live event you would have ever seen. In the event, I'm even gonna reveal my 3Ds framework publicly for the first time ever. And I'm telling you right now that if all you do is follow that framework, there's no reason why you can't make your first digital product sale in the next few weeks. And if you can make one sale, you can make 10 or 100. I'll be very honest with you. I've met many people who have never made a sale, but I have never, ever, ever met someone who's made one sale and then stop there. But anyways, back to the programming. Here's what I won't do today. I'm not gonna tell you that this will make you rich overnight, and I don't want you to quit your job next week either. And I am not here to sell you anything today. If that's what you're looking for, you can click away right now. But if you are still with me, I want you to comment "I'm in" below, because it means that you are ready to find the smartest path forward. Let's get into it. And by the way, I've made a big effort this year to spend a lot more time in the comments and interact with you guys. So I'm gonna be responding to a bunch of your comments. So what is the fundamental shift that I mentioned earlier? What has created this unprecedented opportunity for people like you? The answer is, you probably guessed it, AI. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, AI is too complicated for me, hear this out. You are already using AI every single day, you just don't realize it. Because when you ask Alexa to play your favorite song, that is AI. When your phone automatically fixes your spelling mistake, that is AI. When Google Maps finds you the fastest route to work, that is AI. AI has quietly become so good that it is handling tasks for you every single day without you even noticing it. But here is what most people haven't even realized yet. That same AI technology that's making your daily life easier can now help you make money online. I mean, think about it. Why would you use it for all of those tasks but not make money? I mean, it's no wonder the CEO of Google made this bold claim right here. And those who have started to realize this are already reaping the rewards. I mean, just look at all of these creators who are using AI to make money online. But here is the key thing that you need to understand. AI isn't the vehicle itself. Just like you don't make money because of the internet, you make money on the internet. It's the same thing with AI. You don't make money because AI exists. You make money by picking a vehicle that leverages AI. So it's AI plus business model equals the laziest way to make money. So now that you understand this massive opportunity that AI has created, the question becomes, how do you actually capitalize on it? Because just knowing that AI can help you make money isn't enough. You need to choose a business model that actually allows you to harness AI's power in a way that gives you the highest reward with the lowest barriers and risk. And just like I said earlier, picking the right vehicle is where you've been going wrong. In fact, this is where most people mess up. As Warren Buffett once said, it's not about how hard you row, it's about what boat that you are in. So, The first step to finding the laziest ways to make money with AI is identifying a vehicle that leverages AI and is designed for you with where you are at right now. And for this, let's use Charlie Munger's inversion principle to figure out what we need to avoid. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, always used to say, invert, always invert. Tell me where I'm gonna die so I don't go there. I mean, sounds simple enough, huh? Well, if it's simple enough, let's apply it here for a second. What would be the worst possible business model for someone starting out? So let's go through it. Not scalable, and you have to work twice as hard to make twice as much, requires massive upfront investment and risk, and the rewards are limited. So if we invert, that is exactly what you want to avoid. Now, before I break down what you should look for instead, let me be clear about something here. I am not like these gurus who have only succeeded with one business model and are now trying to convince you that their way is the best way. Listen, I have built businesses and invested in many, many more across multiple different verticals. Whether that be my first proper business, which is an agency, whether that be my first software company, Flozy, whether that be my digital product business, my eyewear company, my consumable brand, and since then, many, many more. I'm very unemotional when it comes to business models. There's certain business models where I know the limitations, the pros, the cons, and a lot of these business models, I started after 4 or 5 years into being a business owner. I've been a business owner for 9 years at this point. So the reason I say this is because when I compare these models, I'm not married to any particular one. I'm speaking from real experience because I have a 360 view of what actually works and what doesn't. So let me show you a framework I've developed over the years to help you understand what makes a business model truly lazy. It is what I call the lazy model criteria. A business model is only truly lazy if it passes all three of these criteria: risk, scalability, and reward. First is scalability. Now, this measures your ability to make more money without additional work. Ideally, you want to have a business that has high scalability. So let's imagine for a second, two bakeries. Now, the first needs more ovens, more flour, and more staff to serve more customers, while the second one has a magic recipe that duplicates the dough automatically, meaning that with the same ingredients, you can serve 100 or even 1,000 customers. In that scenario, which one do you think would win? The answer is obvious. You need something that is scalable. Now, the second is risk. Because ideally, when you're first getting started, the vehicle you pick should require little to no upfront investment and complexity. Now listen, I get it, this sounds super obvious, but like I said earlier, I see a lot of people starting out trying to get into businesses that are way too advanced, take way too much upfront capital in order to even stand a chance at making money. And that, my friend, is a no-go. Now the third is reward. In other words, does the business have real upside potential? Here, you want to look for businesses that have a high reward profile. One that will reward you for getting things right. The bottom line is this: a lazy business model is one that allows you to get started and keep playing the game without putting yourself at a disadvantage or a risk. You see, the issue is that most opportunities only hit one or two of these points. With dropshipping, the scalability is moderate because you're always having scaling issues with ads. And by the way, I can tell you this right now because in one of my businesses, we spent yesterday $86,000. The day before we spent $91,000, and then each day fluctuates anywhere from 70 to 90 grand a day in ads. And I can tell you in that business, when we're only spending a few grand a day on ads, like things are running very smoothly. And that's also us almost 10 years into the game in that business. So even spending like 25 grand a day for us personally after almost doing this for 10 years, but things can break quite easily. Now the risk with dropshipping is extremely high. Your winning product can go out of fashion so ridiculously quickly. A new competitor comes in, you see it all the time. That's why people don't want to show their dropshipping stores because people literally just rip off their entire thing, and it's now even easier than ever with AI. So it just becomes this whole race to the bottom. And the reward is super low. Your actual net margins, I mean, everyone shows their Shopify screenshots and whatever. Like, cool, that's revenue. You realize a lot of the influencers you see out there will literally spend 2.5 million in ads to bring back 3 million, but then they have their product costs, returns, payment processing fees, all this stuff. So they're actually losing money. They just want to show you that they make 3 million a month. Then we move on to Amazon FBA. It has a lot of the same issues. Now, software, which is where I spend most of my time I'm actually investing in, has incredibly high scalability. The risk is super high, and the reward, granted, is also very high. Generally, they're not great cash flow businesses, but in terms of building sellable assets, they're great for that. But there is one model that hits all three of these criteria that has high scalability, low risk, and high reward. Now, before I tell you what this is, I want you to imagine this for a second. I want you to imagine a spinning wheel game. Now, in this game, you get a wheel that is divided into slices. You don't know how many slices there are. There could be 5, there could be 20. All the slices are red, but some turn green when you land on them. Your goal is very simple. You want to try to land on green as many times as possible. Now, the best part of this game is that you get unlimited spins, meaning that the only way to lose the game is to stop spinning the wheel. every red slice you land on costs you nothing because you can just spin again and again. Now, most people would agree that if you're looking to win or succeed, well, then that's a pretty good game to play, right? Well, Digital Products 2.0 is exactly like spinning that wheel. Let me explain. You see, when I first got started with digital products, it wasn't easy. I mean, to create the most basic digital product took me months, and as the quality went up, so did the cost. Some of my digital products like Agency Navigator and Agency Accelerator cost me millions to create because I literally had to hire entire production teams to help me build them. I had to pay licensing fees. I had to pay speaker fees. I had $100,000 plus in Red Raptor, Netflix style movie grade production. So these digital products literally cost me millions to put together. So you might be thinking, okay, well, if digital products are so complex and expensive to create, why am I mentioning digital products in a video that's all about making money with minimal effort? Well, it is 2025 and a lot of things have changed. What used to take my team months now takes minutes with AI. With Digital Products 2.0, you can create an entire digital product in minutes and test things out. If it sells, that is your green slice, double down on it. If it doesn't sell, that's just a red slice. You go back and create another product. And the beauty of it is that you can keep playing the game until you hit green, and you only need to be right once to strike it big. Once you know what works, you can then just repeat the process over and over again. And you can even create other digital products now because you know what works. And the best part is that unlike other business models, each spin costs you nothing. You can fail 10 times, 20 times, it does not matter because you do not lose anything when you land on red. Digital Products 2.0 is simply digital products on steroids because it's now powered by AI. Now, do you remember that bakery example from earlier? Well, digital products are that magic recipe because once your product is created, you can sell it to 10 people or 10,000 people because there is no extra effort required for you to deliver the product. People can just click a button and get the product right away. And the rewards are endless because you are not tied to a physical location or limited to a number of people. You are selling to the entire world. I mean, just take a look at what people have been able to achieve. Ted's Woodworking is a great example of this. He sold over 16,000 woodworking templates for $67. Or this course that teaches you simple solutions for training your dog. I mean, think about how valuable that is to someone who has an untrained dog. Now, if you're wondering, well, how many people would actually buy that? Well, let's actually look closely. The answer to your question is 21,000. Now, do you notice one common thing about all of these successful digital products? None of these products were actually created by experts. Instead, all of these guys just created what I call non-expert digital products. The truth is, you no longer need to be an expert to create and sell digital products, all because of one fundamental truth. AI is the expert. AI doesn't just have some information. It has all of the information. It can scour the entire internet, cross-reference research papers, scientific studies, books, and blogs, and synthesize everything into a valuable product for you. For example, if I wanted to create a product that helps people invest their money better, I could just get AI to analyze Warren Buffett's top investing principles, cross-reference that along with some other great strategies, and package all of that into a digital product. Whatever you could put together on your own will never be as good or as valuable as what AI can do, as long as you have access to the right tools. So much so that even Shopify's CEO, Toby, announced that his multi-billion dollar company, and by the way, multi-billion is actually doing them a service, it's close to about $200 billion at this point, will not hire new employees without first proving that AI can't do the job. Because AI is now smarter than most PhD level individuals. In fact, there's this test called the Turing test, which was created back in 1950 by a famous British mathematician called Alan Turing. And his prediction was very simple. The machines would one day be able to have conversations just like humans. So he created a test to gauge whether a machine has the ability to tell the difference between itself and a real person. For decades, this test has been seen as the ultimate benchmark, the gold standard for measuring how advanced AI has become. And recently, AI finally passed it for the first time. And because AI does 90% of the work for you, you don't even need to show your face anymore. Now, if this sounds too good to be true, let me give you an example of a non-expert digital product. Let's take a look at Cyberflow Academy. This is a cybersecurity program that teaches people hacking skills and cybersecurity fundamentals. When you look at this product, you don't know who created it. They don't show their face in the content. They don't even use their own voice. It is all AI. And the reason for this is very simple. The value of digital products lies in the problem they solve and not in who created them. Just like you wouldn't care who made this map, all you would care about is, does it show you where the gold is? With the right tools, you no longer need to be associated with your product or do any of the research yourself. And by the way, when I say the right tools, I don't mean just any generic AI tool. I mean specialized tools, tools that are made for specific tasks. I mean, just look at everything around you. There's specific cars for specific purposes. There's specific knives for specific purposes. There's specific shoes for specific purposes. You could say, oh, well, every shoe is a shoe, but we all know that's not true. Depending on what you're doing in life, there's specialized shoes for specialized things. There's specialized cars for specialized things. In life, you need specialized tools because specialized tools give you an advantage. To illustrate this, let's say that I gave you some salmon and asked you to cut it into sashimi slices for me. But instead of giving you a chef's knife, I gave you a butter knife. You can probably still go ahead and cut through the salmon, but it's gonna be an absolute nightmare. Now instead, if you went ahead and used a sharp chef's knife, you would do it with one clean slice through. It's faster, cleaner, and sharper because it is built for the job. Even though both are technically knives, only one of them is designed to deliver the specific result that you want. So let me give you some tangible examples of specialized AI tools. 11 Labs is a great tool for generating realistic AI voices. Synthesize AI helps you create ebooks and video courses in minutes. You have Ideogram, which creates realistic AI-generated visuals for you. And I'll be honest with you, because right now you are staring at the first opportunity in years at building an online business that is in line with the lazy model criteria. The odds are finally stacked in your favor. But I know what you're thinking, how do I actually create these digital products myself? So let me give you my three-step system that's been working for my clients that turns AI into your product creation machine. The first step is to identify profitable opportunities. You see, most people make the fatal mistake of positioning their product in a red ocean. These are oversaturated markets. Instead, I want you to use what I call the third layer theory. Instead of focusing on a niche or a market, instead, I want you to focus on a unique value zone. And as you can see, that is the third layer down. So that means rather than going for productivity, instead go for how to reduce screen time as a self-employed professional. Instead of targeting fitness, go for resolving knee pain during long runs for marathoners over 50. Do you notice how specific these are? The deeper you go, the less competition you'll face and the more desperate your audience will be for your solution, because it is exactly what they need. For example, this guy helps young aspiring footballers to get signed to a pro academy in just 30 days. Now, one way to identify topic ideas is to go look directly at the platforms where people host them, such as WAP or Etsy. On my platform WAP, for example, you can even see the recent activity of who is buying what. You can even check the most money made section to see what products are selling the most. And here's another really cool thing that you can do. You can check at WAPBot on Twitter. I know it's technically X, but I will forever call it Twitter, which is actually an account that tweets every single time a digital product crosses $100,000 in sales, which by the way is happening all day consistently. So that should prove that this stuff works. Next, we have to synthesize the information that's already out there regarding your topic. You see, a few years ago, you would have to be an expert or spend months conducting research. Now, AI has become your secret weapon. You can skip the research and development stage. Like I said earlier, AI can go through thousands of scientific studies, research papers, books, and websites in minutes and synthesize everything for you. Not only that, but now specialized AI tools can now scrape ClickBank and the Facebook ads library to cross-check proven digital products that are already selling. Meaning, if you follow this process and use the right tools, there is simply no way to fail, because you are picking a product that already has demand and positioning it in front of the people who need it the most. And that brings us to number three, productize. But before you can sell it to people, you have to productize your product. Do you remember the scalability criteria from earlier? Well, productizing is what allows you to create your product once and sell it thousands of times over. Now, when it comes to productizing, you have a few options, because digital products exist in many forms, including ebooks, PDFs, planners, video courses, and many more. My recommendation is that you start with something easy to create and cheap to sell, like an ebook, and you can sell it until you've made your first 1 to 3 sales and found proof of concept. Proof of concept is important because once you know it works, you can just repeat that same process over and over and over again. Once you have proof of concept, you can then turn your ebook into a more intricate product, like a video course, for example. And it really is that simple. But I know what you're still thinking. Once I have my product, how do I get it in front of the right people? And I like that you're thinking like this and you're asking these questions because it shows me that you care about your future and you want to capitalize on this opportunity. Now, for this step, I want you to forget about the word selling for a second, because the truth is you don't even need to sell to be successful with Digital Products 2.0. Instead, what you need is something called distribution. Think about Cheerios, the cereal company. They don't go knocking on people's doors selling their cereals, do they? No, of course they don't. Instead, they put themselves in front of pre-sold buyers at supermarkets. That is what distribution is all about. And the same applies to digital products. Now, when it comes to distribution, there is a little known method called influencer arbitrage. And this is exactly what my client Matt has been using to put his product in front of the right people. After just 1 week of outreach, he's already signed his first micro influencer deal with an influencer with 44K followers who will now promote his product for him. And by the way, this is the exact same method this Brazilian guy, Nathan, has been using and making millions with. Influencer arbitrage is very simple. You look for micro influencers who have an audience but are struggling to monetize it. Then you make sure their audience aligns with the problem that your digital product solves before striking up a deal with them. And the reason that this works so well is because these micro influencers, they have an audience, but they just don't know how to monetize it. And you have the product that their audience is begging them to sell. It is a win-win for both parties. They make money promoting your product for you, and you make more sales, and you only pay them after they get you sales. Now, I'm not gonna go into all the details about this method because I'm sharing the entire playbook at the 3-day live event starting on the 28th of September, where I will go into excruciating depth and detail about this. Look, what I've given you today is literally the laziest way to make money with AI. All you need is an access to a computer, to be honest, even just a phone and an internet, and it doesn't get much easier than that. And if you have watched this entire video, there is a reason for it. You are sick and tired of all these business models that put you at a disadvantage from the very start. And listen, I get it. It's why I take the position I'm in very seriously, because I've been there before and I know the very first step in the journey is always the hardest. And just like you, I'm tired of all the BS advice out there. People telling you to burn the boats, go all in, quit your job, risk everything. But all you needed to hear this entire time was that there's an easier way to go about this, that there's a smarter way to do it where you don't have to risk everything up front. All the barriers that once held you back are now completely gone with Digital Products 2.0. With the right tools, you can now play the game to win, and you only lose if you stop playing the game. That is the holy grail of starting an online business. If you follow the steps I gave you today, you only need to be right once for it all to be worth it and completely change your life. Not overnight, that's a fantasy, okay? But methodically, strategically, and intelligently. And once you get the process down to a science, you can then create other digital products because the process is gonna be the same. The question is, are you ready to start taking action? Because this window won't stay open forever. And as I said, that is exactly why I'm hosting the Make Money Online Challenge 2.0 on the 28th of September. Like I said, this is a hands-on challenge where I'm gonna personally walk you through the entire process of creating and selling digital products from A to Z. And during the challenge, I'm gonna give you my exact system and tools that have helped my clients launch their first profitable digital products. So, you have two choices right now. You can continue watching YouTube videos, consuming content, and hoping something changes one day, or you can execute on all of the information I've given you today and start becoming the person who creates the life that you deserve. And if you want me to show you how to create that life, as I said, check the link in the description and make sure that you are live there on the 28th of September for day one of our challenge. And with that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.